Hello, this is Matthew Tombers with the WGXC News Update. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration blamed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for the water crisis in Hoosick Falls at a long hearing August 30th, EPA Region 2 Administrator Judith Enck defended her agency's response. I quote, "The issue of changing numbers, though, is a kind of a moot point," Enck said of EPA's move in late 2015 to set a lower acceptable PFOA exposure level. "We had a 400 part per trillion short-term health advisory in effect for 5 years," she continued. In Hoosick Falls, test results showed that people were drinking water with over 600 parts per trillion of PFOA, so clearly in violation of the short-term health advisory. "We were in very close communication with the state health department. There was absolutely no confusion on the EPA numbers. There was a disagreement about what to do about it," end quote. The EPA did not speak at the August 30th meeting, instead just sending a statement. Enck also said that the Department of Health should have joined the EPA in sounding an alarm over the pollution earlier. "We are drinking water hawks," she said. "We do not want people drinking contaminated water," and the numbers were pretty clear. She continued, "There should not have been any confusion at all that the public water supply in Hoosick Falls was higher than an existing EPA short-term health advisory," end quote. State DEC officials disagreed, writing that the EPA shifted their position repeatedly, changing the level from 400 parts per trillion to 100 parts per trillion in a single town, and then changing the national advisory level from 400 parts per trillion to 70 parts per trillion. The National Weather Service is watching Tropical Storm Hermine currently crossing Florida. Several computer model forecasts have the storm slightly impacting the New York region on September 5th or September 6th. Governor Andrew Cuomo directed state agencies September 1st to activate preparedness efforts ahead of the storm. Earlier tracks showed a shift westward, but the prediction now has the storm moving more out to sea with less impact on New York. But several days out, forecasts can shift again. Stay tuned for further notice. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York farmers can now drive new tractors home from the store, one of several bills Governor Andrew Cuomo signed August 31st. Farm vehicles are currently allowed to drive 25 miles one way if the driver's destination is a municipal sanitary landfill, licensed motor vehicle repair shop, portions of a farm or farms, or now, home from the tractor store. The Daily Freeman reports that local politicians are lining up to oppose the proposal to establish commercial ship anchorages at 10 locations on the Hudson River. Congressional candidate Zephyr Teachout said August 31st, and I quote, "This is explicitly a request for this to become a parking lot," end quote, said during a campaign stop on the Maurice D. Hinchley Promenade along the Roundout Creek in Kingston. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble already wrote a letter to the Coast Guard opposing the plan. September 12th, the Kingston Common Council's General Government Public Safety Committee will hold a special meeting on the issue, and Alderman Steve Shabbat said he has unanimous opposition from both the committee and the full council.
This is Matthew Tombers, and this has been the WGXC News Update.